Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Power Trip After Party Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Power Trip After Party Podcast. It's Thursday, March 24th, 2022. We will be joined by Chris Hockey in a moment. But for
will
right
we
now,
be?
We have Corey Cove with an E. And we have Paul Meets
Wait, Cove with an E or Corey with an E? Because Cove does
Cove
have an E at the end.
Yeah.
Corey does not.
Just one E in the entire name. It would give, like, probably one of the easiest names.
I would think so. It's eight letters. I would think, especially working here for 20 years, I would assume that most of the sales staff would have seen my name 1,000 times by now, but you would guess incorrect.
Yeah. Obviously talking about the tweet, if you can check out.
Unbelievably controversial tweet.
Very controversial. It's making headlines everywhere. Apparently, the KFAN Facebook page got the spelling of Corey's
Who
first
do you think
name
that
wrong.
Was? It's probably one of the unbelievably good like street teamers, right?
No,
like,
sure.
No,
now
no,
you're being
no,
nice.
This is a sponsored post, which means
it's either AJ or Donaldson.
It's either AJ or Donaldson. I don't
AJ's
think AJ
not going to do
it.
That.
If it's
though.
AJ or and Donaldson, that's egregious. If it's one of the street teamers, I don't really blame
I
them.
I think
They're
it
all
might be
kids.
Donaldson.
They work hard.
It could very well be Donaldson.
I just think it's funny that...
But it also could be above Donaldson's head because, again, it's a sponsored post.
So it might
could
be
the
salesperson.
It might be a salesperson. And also, that's a really nice-looking graphic. I mean, you got the Paris and the flamingo.
It could be Zach's dad.
Yeah, but meet up with Corey Cove at Tailgate Minneapolis.
Yep.
That's
it's spelled
tonight.
Corey.
This is really cool. I don't know if we've talked enough, really, about this opportunity on the show, but, like, you get to go... You show up, you get to watch the the game,
yeah.
The tourney, and then you get to drink Coors Light, and then you get to enter to win a trip to Vegas, and
yeah.
that's not only tonight, but if you can't make it tonight, I mean, there's
four of them,
four
so,
opportunities.
So dual sponsors this year for our Vegas trip, obviously our great friends at Treasure Island who have been a part of it for a long, long, long time. We love TI, and this year Coors Light's like we want in too. So. To your point, Zachary, there's four appearances. The first one's tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday, March 20. What is it today?
23rd?
24th. Yeah, we're almost to the end of
It's Carly's
March.
Birthday.
Crazy.
Happy birthday, Carly.
No, tonight at Tailgate in Minneapolis, 5 to 7, you can register to win a trip for two to Vegas with the Power Trip, thanks to our friends at Coors Light. So somebody between the next four appearances, sure. Tonight, tomorrow, and then there's two next week, get to have a crack at a Vegas trip. Come hang out with the Power Trip.
Incredible.
Pretty cool, man.
So
super thanks. Super cool idea by Coors Light, so we appreciate it.
Phenomenal.
I love it.
Not only I mean the fact that not just one but two opportunities now this year to join us down there in a busy week, and we didn't plan this, but the Kentucky Derby being there or not being there obviously, but happening while we were down there. I guess
the Saturday?
That's a pretty big weekend awesome. In Vegas, so
did
should
not
be
know
fun.
That.
Should be fun to bet on, but good luck finding a place. Because I looked at Circa for that Saturday, because I'm going to stay an extra day down there. And, yeah, there ain't any openings at all in the reserve sport. Because people probably, bought those up years
I'm telling you, that's the most
ago.
Fun I've ever had betting sports. It was so fun.
Well, speaking of betting sports and the NCAA tournament, tonight, four games on the docket. Gonzaga and Arkansas, Villanova and Michigan, Texas Tech and Duke, and then Arizona and Houston. And when we talk betting here, we love to bet on the show, but hopefully very soon we'll be able to have this opportunity. Maybe by next year? Are they saying if everything goes through, do you think it'll be possibly by next year we'll be able to bet on this tournament? But
I think so. We'll see. We'll see if the momentum continues.
I was thinking about going a little spread sauce here, Sauce.
Oh,
you...
hi. Yo, son of a bitch.
Oh, God. How did it feel on the other side of it? To just barge
in? Yeah, it felt pretty good. Yeah, I like scaring people. It's fun.
But if there was a game to bet on tonight, you have a particular one that you would pick, Sauce? I mean,
let me look quickly.
Because obviously Gonzaga.
No, Arkansas plus nine.
Arkansas
I like
plus
Gonzaga.
Nine.
I mean, what Corey said about how they've yet to cover the spread.
4 out of 5 losses against the spread for the Zags, including both games in the tournament.
I like Villanova minus 5.
Villanova minus 5. Yeah. That's your lock of the week.
Yeah, Michigan's not that good. Yeah. Villanova minus 5.
Are you and Nordo still doing that Spread Sauce podcast, or did that last about 3 weeks?
No, it lasted about 8. We just do it football season, though.
Oh.
Any plans to relaunch it for other sports? I mean, it'd be really fun to hear your take.
And when you do, will you ever include Nordo's name in it, or is it always going to be just about you?
It's always about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he had a more marketable name.
What's wrong with Nordo?
You can't
Scandinavian.
Bet Nordo. Like, if his name was, like, it could be, like, if his name was Barry, he'd be, like, Spread Sauce and Bet and Barry.
That's good.
Bet and Barry.
Maybe he should just change his name to Barry or Ben.
Wow.
Or
is this what you have prepared?
Yes.
Did you say Jess?
Jess.
Yes.
You know, tell us something about Jess there, Hawk.
Jess Verasper?
Yeah.
He once passed out on a toilet.
From taking too big of a shit?
No, from getting drunk and passing out on the toilet.
Was it just a regular toilet, or was it like a porter potty?
It was a hotel room.
Porter potty. Yep.
Porter
it's
potty.
Porter potty.
Come strong, right this way, sir, and take your potty. Are you the porter for this potty? Oh, yes, I am. I opened the door.
I like my steaks like I like my potties.
Porterhouse, I get it. That's great. That's good.
The point is Vegas kicks ass. I think our... like moratorium on talking about it lasted a day.
We can't help it.
For God's sakes, it's so hard not to say Vegas when that's all I'm thinking about.
You love it.
All I do is watch poker on goddamn TV.
So
I got 4 trips in the next like 5 months to Vegas. What's crazy too is Hawk. These two were asking me, and Tommy was asking me about Ireland.
Yeah.
During one of the commercial breaks. And I had a great time. My girls obviously had their first chance to go overseas and experience international travel and going to Europe. But I've been to Dublin 4 times now. And I told these guys, there's a pretty strong likelihood I have no real desire to go back to Dublin. And I love Dublin.
Yeah, right.
But it's what you always say is, I want to see the world. I want to go to new places, right? I've been to Dublin 4 times. So all I can think about is, I got to see the world. I got to go to other places. I got to try new things. May, Vegas. June, Vegas. Same. July, Vegas. Yeah. August, Vegas. All of my trips the next 5 months, Vegas.
Yeah.
So I do want to see the world, but when I'm not busy with going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Because it is my favorite place. It's all I think about. It's all I care about is studying poker, playing poker, talking poker. And I think that's what we talked about the other day, Chris, when you were talking about, what were you talking about?
Cock.
No,
I don't
cock.
Think I did. I mean, I was talking about that, but that's not what he's referring to.
But when we were talking about wanting to be great at something, not just okay at something.
Yeah, cock.
Okay. Well, Zach, that you can do a cock podcast some other time. A cock cast.
He does do a cock cast.
I know I'm never going to be a world-class poker player.
Yeah.
But poker, there's like 4 things in my life that if I'm walking down the hallway and you're like, hey, did you watch the Wolves game last night? I'll be like, oh, yeah, I saw like a quarter. But if you talk 311, I can talk hours passionately about 311. If you mention poker or want to talk poker, you have my full attention.
Right.
Right? Radio, if somebody asked me about radio at a party, hey, so how long you been in radio? I'm all ears. Right? Like, there's 3 or 4 topics. I can go from, I want to leave this place, to, so you play poker? Fuck yeah, let's talk cards. That's all I think about. Huh. I will talk poker any place, anytime, with anybody.
You may be obsessive.
Maybe. I'm definitely obsessed.
But you know what, dude? It's good to have something.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to have something, man. It's good to have something you think about.
And get excited.
I think about it all the time. Yeah. Excited about it all the time.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
It's the best, man.
And you know what, dude? It's good to have a hobby that you keep a hobby. I think the times I've been miserable as a singer is when I made it a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you wouldn't love poker as much if you were a professional poker player.
100%.
And your life depends.
100%. And I know we joke about it all the time, but that's Shark Week and Steak Fries week by myself in Vegas 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when I played 3 World Series events within 5 days, bombed out. And I mean bombed out of all 3 of them. and then got fucking rocked at the cash games. Like, I was bleeding money for 5 days.
The worst.
And it was helping me make it through the night.
Oh, the worst.
I tried to leave the town early. I was watching Shark Week and eating shitloads of steak fries. An unhealthy amount of steak fries, just eating my sorrows.
The best.
And I'm going, I can't last 5 days as a profession. If this was my job, after 5 days, I'd have been like, I'm done. That's why, honestly, we keep talking about doing this podcast Tuesdays and Thursdays and then starting to work in, you know, each of us individually.
Interviews, yeah.
Standalone podcasts with things that the other ones don't give a fuck about, right? You guys don't want to talk poker with me, but
not
I want to talk poker.
A little, not
I'd rather
a
talk
bit.
About Hawks.
I'd crying. Rather fall out that window.
Correct, yeah. Exactly. And I totally understand that. But for our friend Sauce Blake Bond, he is a professional gambler.
Yeah.
That fascinates the shit out of me. I love ripping him because he's technically my coach, and obviously it hasn't paid off. Mm-hmm. But his whole life is, I have to keep moving. If I have a bad month or two, I have to keep gambling or I don't have an income.
Yuck.
And that fascinates me. Mm-hmm. Now, and Blake's the exception because almost, I think it's something like single digits. I think 5 or 10% of professional poker players are actual profitable players.
Lifers, yeah.
Everybody else just tries, goes broke, and then has to give up and do something else.
Yeah, right.
So Blake's the exception, but man, professional gamblers fascinate me. So in the next handful of months, I'm definitely going to try to ramp up the poker talk and the gambling talk on the podcast.
Good.
Just because it's what I give a shit about.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to do, Sauce?
Well, Lieber and I think next week or maybe the week after, I don't know when he's fully back, we're going to do some mock drafts. Mm-hmm. On this show.
Smock drafts? Smock like, I like drafts. That one. It's purple.
Yeah, I like that one.
With the first pick, I'll take a blouse.
Yeah, and with second pick, I'll take a skirt. Mm. I don't get the bit.
Yep. Let me back it up, though, and maybe this is answering the same question about what podcast you will do separately, but how many, I just said chicken fingers, 311, poker, radio. There's like 4 or 5 topics that I will absolutely be engaged in the second somebody brings it up, right? How many topics like that do you have in your life? Or if somebody says Dave Matthews, let's talk Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
You're like, go on.
Yeah, Dave Matthews.
How many other topics in your life are you, doesn't matter who it is with or how many people it is with, it's just you'll be 100% engaged in the conversation.
Dave Matthews, sports.
Almost any kind?
Football, just sports in general. Mm-hmm. The main, you know, the ones most people like or follow. Golf. I really like to talk about golf and
playing it, watching it, betting on it.
All of it. Sports gambling, I will talk about. And most importantly, if the conversation is about me, I'm involved. I'm not kidding. If it's not about me, I don't give a fuck.
So, but I mean, like, if somebody asks you about your radio career, very interested in telling you
about
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, like, go.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Good
I'm
one.
Endlessly fascinated. Like, I don't know if we haven't talked about this yet, man. David Spade and
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey have a new podcast. Did you know it's just about Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, they were on Stern talking
it's
about it.
It's so fucking good.
Is it really?
Especially the one with Conan. Conan's great on everything.
Conan's he's fucking so good. God.
Yeah.
The one on Conan's great, but they did one with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks came on. They talked for an hour and a half about his different experiences on Saturday Night Live, and they're just sitting around like we would sit around talking about the morning show, only they're talking about fucking Saturday Night Live.
Right.
It's fascinating. It's great. So
I'll have to check it out.
I'm obsessed with that show. And not just, in fact, I think I love learning about it more than I love watching it. It's fascinating to me. They have to do that every week. And then they wrestle people out of there and bring in new kids and they don't know how to do it and they figure it out. It's fucking crazy. So I that's number one. And then songwriting in particular, like not just music. I love music and I can talk, but the process of creating a song out of nowhere and how somebody did it and what their thought process was. So, you know, why did you go from the C to the E and why did you use this word here? Because not always, but almost always, they did it for a reason. I love to know what that reason is.
So I'm not trying to answer for you, but I know you love reading books. You love books.
Uh-huh.
And you just mentioned Saturday Night Live and songwriting. So really what your thing is creativity.
Yeah,
you
man.
You just like learning about the creative process. Maybe.
Yeah, right. Because I would love... I would love to, and you know, you guys will figure this out as you get older. Even it doesn't matter. Like you still feel like you're 19 years old. I would love to figure out how to be that good at it. You know what I mean? I would love to know how to write fake plastic trees.
Yeah.
I would even just one time. I would love to know how to walk into a room and say, I've got an idea called the church lady, and here's how we're going to do it. And then do it great,
right.
You know, really do it right. So yeah, that's right. Creativity and the pursuit of perfection in whatever that is.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So a couple years ago, I had the moment where I could not win at cards. Just couldn't. And I was honestly getting burnt out because tournament poker's a grind. And if you don't play it very often, and I don't, it can be pretty disheartening. And I did have the non-sarcastic, like, should I find something else?
Yeah.
But I'm glad I stuck with it because I have found it's the only thing I give a shit about.
Yeah.
Outside of work in my family.
And your family, of course. Yeah,
It's the thing that I get most excited about. It's the only thing I care about. I wish I had more than just one hobby, but I'm just happy that I have one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Golf is my really only hobby. And it sucks because you can't do it. Like, you can play cards all year. Right.
So then what do you do in the winter?
Masturbate.
Nothing.
No, I don't do much, man. It kind of sucks. I don't really do anything.
You got to find something else, then.
I know. You know I do.
Give yourself something else to do.
I need something else to do.
Talking to our guest this morning, Clint Malarchik, depending on when you listen to it, this podcast. But I was listening to him on a different podcast, and he was talking about the ways he copes with his OCD and all that jazz and what he does these days, and he mentioned it a couple of times with us. But he said he works out a lot. And the other guy who was doing the podcast is another former player. I have no idea what his name was. And he said, man, I wish that I could get addicted to working out. He says, I've had an alcohol problem. I've had this problem. I've had that problem. I can't get myself. Why can't I be addicted to working out? And, you know, I read Tim McGraw's book, and it's obvious. He went from being an alcoholic to being addicted to working out. I can't flip that fucking switch.
You kind of did for a while, though, with marathon running.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because you definitely had a phase where that's all you cared about.
Running
itself, right. Going into half marathons and marathons.
Right. Man, wouldn't it be good, though, if that was your problem, was that all you thought about was working out?
But again, not to keep bringing it back to poker, but I've had the Peloton now for 6 months. I've done zero classes on the Peloton.
Okay. You just ride it.
I ride it, and I watch poker.
Yeah.
Because I know if I'm just going to listen to a coach go like, yay, pedal faster, I'm going to go, I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
But if I can
forget
that I'm cycling and just focus on the hand and like, why is he doing this? Why is she doing that? Why did he fold? Why did he raise? Then 7 minutes go by. I've watched two hands of poker and I'm like, oh, I'm already through 7 minutes.
That's
isn't that bad.
Yeah, that's cool.
Poker is my distraction from exercising. So I've been unbelievably good at consistently riding that fucking bike. Because it's something I can look forward to because it's actually poker-related, not cycling-related. Yep. If it was just cycling, I would have hated it.
Interesting, because, you know, I did the same thing, and I still do from time to time on my treadmill with watching live band, you know, concert footage. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter whether I like the band or not. I like to watch live concert footage. Even if it doesn't sound that great, I don't care. I just like to watch how people do what they do. But I can't do as much as I used to because of my knees and such like that when it comes to being on the treadmill and running and stuff like that. Does your ass fall asleep on the bike?
A little bit.
And the seat's uncomfortable.
The first week or... Well, it's not, but it's not uncomfortable in short bursts. But the first week I had it last fall, Lieber was asking me how often do you ride it and how long do you ride it? And I'm like, well, so far I've just kind of messed around with like 20-minute rides. And he's like, yeah, that's about as much as he does too. He says he just goes hard for like 20.
Yeah.
Because he says the times that he did 60, his ass would start to get really sore and kind of uncomfortable.
Right.
And the longest ride I've done on the Peloton was 40, and I regretted it. Because after about 30, I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
Your taint hurts.
Right. So, but the seat itself is super comfortable.
It's just small.
It's just after a while, if you're not standing, and I think a lot of people stand more than I do.
Yeah, a lot of the...
It just starts to get sore.
A lot of the 60-minute rides, like my gal does, a lot of it is out, as they say, out of the saddle.
Yeah.
So you're up more, but after
I can't
a week
do that,
or two,
man. I get tired.
After about
out of the saddle.
A week or two, you don't even notice it. Yeah, there are a lot of people that put a different seat on it, but after about a week, you don't notice. But back to what you guys were saying, I don't mean to cut open a vein. My biggest issue is, and this is not a joke, My attention problem is so bad that I just can't sink myself into something. Like, I'll get up every morning and I'm like, all right, Paul, we're going to do this. And then it's like, it's so much easier just to be on my phone. Or it's so much easier. Yeah. I know. It's
no,
just,
I know.
Dude, sucks, dude.
You got to talk
it's
to your doctor.
It's really bad.
You got to ask about Adderall, man. Fucking changed my life.
Man. Yeah,
have you
I
ever
should,
taken?
But,
have you ever taken Adderall?
I mean, not.
I don't think anybody would mind me saying this. Every member of my family is taking Adderall right now. It is a genetic thing, and it's weird because my wife's got it on her side of the family too. I had no idea that I had ADHD. I had no fucking clue that I had ADHD. And my little tablets, they last for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I take them before the show. I am so you know, like I always tell everybody, like my thoughts are like worms, you know.
Yep.
And Adderall just straightens out my thoughts so I can see each one of them and choose which one to think about. And when I'm not taking it, they get wormy again, and I can't choose which one to think about. I get overwhelmed, and that leads to depression.
Mm.
You know? I'm telling you, man, I don't want to over-medicate the world, but that one fucking worked for me. And when I find something that works for me, I want everybody to know about it.
It just sucks. Like, like golf season comes around, and I get super into it. I really do. Like, I love playing it. I love the camaraderie. I love playing with different people. But then like September, October come around, I'm like, man, I just want to go back inside. And like, I just don't have any hobbies. It's bad other than golf. I just don't, man.
You got to actively
sucks.
Pick something though.
I mean, the problem isn't Hawkey and I've talked about this. I would gamble on my phone all day. That's why I don't fully dive in. The only sports gamble I ever do is on the air. Or in Las Vegas. Because if I just sat, that's what I would do. I would just sit at home and I would bet everything. And I can't do that because
right,
I'm too addicted to it.
Gambling and golf aside, what else are you into? We got to find you a hobby.
I don't know, man.
Pornography related.
Well, you know what?
No, I can't.
What do you enjoy, though? What do you like? What makes you happy? When you think of it, gives you little butterflies in your stomach.
Man, my gal, but that's not, you know, I know what you're looking for. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I just don't have a current, I mean, this. I love doing this. There's nothing more fun than this.
Yeah.
Like, as cliche and as stupid as this is, and as much as a lot of people think that I don't care about this, this is the biggest love I have, is the U3 doing the morning show. It's fucking incredible. I look forward to that every second of every day. And once I go home, I'm like, I just want to go back there. You guys, you know, you guys are the best, and I love that. That's probably my biggest passion right now, but outside of that, I don't know if I have one. But golf season is a week away, so it'll numb the pain for like 4 months.
Do you golf enough? Maybe you should golf way more than you do. Like more.
Early on, I play 4 to 5 times a week.
How come you don't do like I almost said
Discovery.
Top Golf, shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or simulators?
I never
do you go to simulators ever?
No. And I was going to, but then this goddamn neck thing happened.
Yeah, it's trouble.
So like I couldn't for a month swing a golf club. Maybe I'll start doing that. That's a good idea.
That's the beauty of cards, is you just sit.
Yeah.
You know, you just
I didn't
sit.
Mean to get weird about it. I'm just saying.
No, well, dude. Yeah.
So with
find something else.
With your love of the NFL draft, like it just seems it's surprising to me that you haven't like done Madden like pretty deep. Like you can go in franchise mode and
yeah, I do that, but then the problem with that is then I feel like a piece of shit that I'm just sitting inside and doing nothing.
You know what, dude? Here's the thing about that, man. This is a tough thing to realize. You work. You give yourself permission to sit around because you got here this morning and you worked. Now you got your fucking job done. You're allowed to enjoy
I'm
the rest of your day.
I'm not trying to be weird.
I'm just saying.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I have to get over that myself, too.
There's a lot of slack being pulled, and you two and you, the three of you pull it. And sometimes I'm like, man, I don't do enough. And then, like, I go home, and I, like, read shit. And my biggest passion is this show because I'll be honest with you. Like my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister, obviously my gal, I don't ever want to let you three down. And I feel like I do all the time.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, I know I do.
It's really
speaking
tough,
of that,
isn't
I got to go cut some spots so you three cunts can get fucked.
Do you really have to go get spots? Cut spots?
Yeah, for, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You got to do that one?
Yeah, the one I have to switch. Cause. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry I called you guys cunts.
Yeah, we heard that.
No, I remember.
Zach, you got to edit out the word cunt.
No, he's not.
You
he's
said
gonna
it
leave
three
it
times.
In the podcast.
We've decided to leave cock and cunt in here.
Wow, Zach. That,
Jesus, that hurt.
You didn't have to circle
that felt
back.
Bad. Love you, Saucy.
Love you, dildos.
Dildos?
Yep.
Dildos.
How many minutes are we in? Are we over 20?
We got to be 28.
We're at 14.
What?
No, that can't be right.
23 and a half. I can see it from
here. I'm glad that came up because I've always wondered what Sauce does, especially when he was single. But
yeah,
now it's like a lot of times he goes home. Like yesterday, I forget who was here yesterday.
For the show. Brian. No, that wasn't yesterday, was it? That was the day before.
This
yesterday.
Is a problem, by the way, everybody. Listen, we don't remember yesterday.
We immediately forget.
I don't remember this morning.
But so, the 7th Avenue Pizza guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And so that one of them said something like, oh, you know, what do you guys do now? And Sauce goes like, oh, I'm going to go home and I'll probably sleep from like 10 to 2. I'm like, you take a 4-hour nap? Yeah. Right. I take a 2-hour nap and I think that's insane.
I didn't get one yesterday.
But then I was thinking to Sauce, I'm like, if you nap for 4 hours, what the fuck are you going to do the rest of the day?
Yeah.
And that's why, again, my Rocket League number is an embarrassment. So I'm going to try to cut way back. But I had that Rocket League moment with working out the other day. I'm going, if I would have just put half of that time into exercise, I'd look 10% more like Ben Lieber.
Yeah.
Right? What am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing? And that's why, back to the happiness thing and the balance, that's why I'm trying to play cash games more this year, is because I was so tired of getting depressed playing tournament poker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm playing cash games to remind myself that I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Sure.
And that I actually have some ability at this goddamn game. And it's been big time help for my confidence. Because I'm kind of kicking everyone's ass this year so far. It hasn't translated to the tournaments yet, but I'm kind of dominating. And it feels good to know that I haven't wasted the last 20 years of my life watching it, reading it, studying it, playing it. It's kind of nice. That's fun.
Yeah, man. That's
cool.
It's
the most fun ever.
Dude, you know, I love it. I love having something that again, as I said earlier, it puts butterflies in your stomach. You know what I mean? And I think that's so important, man, because we were talking about it the other day. It's just kind of in passing here, looking out the window. But, like, life really doesn't have a finish line.
Nope.
You know, I mean, it does, but you don't want to think about that. And I don't want to wait till I get old to live. I want to be happy every day now. You know, it shouldn't just be about work. So,
And, dude, my dad is, again, on the brink of being 84.
Yeah.
And he said this to me maybe a decade ago. He said it feels like 2 weeks ago he was on his high school track team.
Right.
And he was, you know, in his late 70s or something at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you can go from your high school track team to damn near 80 in the blink of an eye, that's just a nice little reminder that, because I don't feel like I'm on the brink of 42. Yeah. I can't believe I've been at this job 20 years. That like blows my mind.
Right.
So I don't want to be 74 going, well, shit, I was supposed to do this, and this, and I didn't do any of it. So that's why if I want to go to Vegas 4 times a year, who gives a fuck? I'm going, man.
That's what I like the most. Right. Yes.
I do wish I had multiple passions, not just poker, but if this is my passion, I'm going all in on the passion.
Yeah, it's enough, man. Yep. It is. It's enough. And again, like I was saying, I have a lot of things I want to do, and I just need to continue to remind myself not to make them into jobs.
Agreed.
You know, I got to quit putting deadlines on myself and do stuff for the joy of it.
You know, the one thing that I regret not doing, and it's not too late to do it, but I'm such an average guitar player, but I really regret never being in a band.
Right.
Because I fucking love playing guitar.
So much
fun. But I'm not good enough to be in an actual band, but it would have been fun to at least mess around and whatever.
Get together and jam.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much fun.
It's so much
fun. To just playing music, man. Yeah.
I wish at some point I would have done that.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's not too late. We can still do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
I continue to bring it up. It's the third time I've said it, man. But like I wrote my book, and I loved doing that. And I have another story in my head, and I can't get myself to sit down and do it. I think it's because now it's a job. I feel like I have to do it.
Sure.
And when I did the first one, nobody cared. I'm not saying anybody cares now, but you get my point.
Yep.
Like now I feel like I have to do it. You know, I got to stop doing that. I got to just do shit for the joy of it.
I should say this, by the way, perfect transition. This is a little self-promotion, though, as well. I was really going to push the pedal down on initials games 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
But over the last 2 years, it's been so much of a grind that it feels like a full-time job. So I changed my mind and I completely flipped it. So I don't think I'm going to put out a game this year just because I need a break.
Good.
Because getting the first three out just took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. And I'm like, it's not even fun anymore. It was so exciting to put out the first one. It was pretty exciting to put out 2 and 3. I'm like, this is supposed to be fun. I know it's a side hustle, but it's supposed to be fun. It felt like a job.
Yeah.
Right? And I have a job that I need to worry about, so I just was, it was a grind.
Dude.
So I'm going to slow down this year and probably not put out a new one.
I feel
next
you,
year.
Man. That was a major reason behind leaving the Chris Hockey Band behind and doing the Fabulous Armadillos thing, because it was such a goddamn job. I had a payroll of, what, 12 people?
Yeah.
For my hobby. What the fuck are you doing? Now I go to the gigs and I sing and I go home.
They tell you where to be.
That's it, man.
You go and sing. Yeah,
that's it.
Then it's just
for
the love of it.
It's just because I love to sing. Yeah.
Less to worry about, less stress.
Yeah, man.
That's super cool.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out and then we're going to die.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll figure it out before then. What do you think, Zacho?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to figure some things out even the last couple of weeks. And I think I mentioned to one of you off the air about this, but like, the fact that, you know, I didn't know what the hockey play-by-play, I've had a lot of passions. I've worn a lot of hats, not just because I'm bald, but like, I've done a lot of different, you know, things, and I like doing a lot of different things, but, you know, and hockey play-by-play has always been kind of the constant, and I had, you know, thinking, you know, thoughts as, you know, late as February this year, wondering, do I really want to do this? You know, I've got all this other stuff going on. I could just kind of stay, you know, do all, you know, work on the show, work on you know, the stuff here at the Fan, and be fine. And I had a pretty rude awakening a couple weeks ago. That was, I felt more, I guess, how do I say this? More alive, more
during the high school
purpose,
hockey
during
tournament.
The high school hockey tournament, and particularly the that gave me the biggest rush, the biggest high I've had probably my entire career. And it was like, okay, I still like doing all this other stuff, don't get me wrong, but definitely not ready to give up on that dream quite yet either.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all jokes aside, you're obviously phenomenal at it. And my guess is you're going to, at some point, get any job you want unless PA wants it before you.
Yeah.
For sure. But you know what, though, Zach, to your point, the people that Corey and I know who've succeeded at doing that kind of a job, whether it be play-by-play or whether it be being a writer and such like that, are the ones who fucking went hard after it. And that's the difference right there, man. You're great at it. If you want it, you really got to go get it.
Yeah, no, and that's why I've kept the horn going, you know, doing high school games on a Tuesday night and, you know, in a cold arena. Like,
yeah.
Are you willing to relocate for a hockey play-by-play job?
Well, that's the toughest part about this. I've got, you know, I mean, it's good decisions to have to make eventually, but like, you know, I don't know. Cause I really, like I said, I got a really, really good thing going here and I really like working here and working in my hometown. And so that's just going to be, you know, down the road. If it comes to it, then I'll definitely, have to think of it, but I just it has to be a my dream would be at this point maybe someday get a job, you know, with a college team in this state.
Yeah,
that's super possible.
They play Friday and Saturday nights, so I could still have.
I don't know the play by play voices of the D1 schools in this market,
yeah,
or in the greater Upper Midwest. I would be floored if there are six or seven that are better than you.
Yeah, I can't
imagine. That.
And no. Let's just call it what it is, too. None of them have a morning radio show.
Right. So you,
and that helps.
Exactly. You'd give them instant name recognition.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess what we're saying, what Chris and I are saying, is who do we need to get fired and get you in that spot?
Yeah, get off your ass and let's go.
What school has the worst play-by-play?
Oh, my God. Here, well, 1 through 5.
Yeah. Tweet us at PowerTripCafN. Who needs to go and be replaced by Zach?
And, you know, that's the nice thing is that, you know, a lot of them, I guess not the nice thing, it's kind of mean to say that, but, like, a lot of them are getting up there in age. And,
sure.
And so the opportunities are going to be there. And so that's why it's, yeah, like I said,
So, but here's what you need to do. Let's go all the way back to where this conversation started. I totally get over the next handful of months, if you are a Power Trip After Party subscriber and me and Poker Player X start talking poker, just the two of us for 25 minutes, and you're like, this is awful. I'm skipping it. Totally get it.
Yeah.
I don't care one bit. I get it. If you want to go on to the next Power Trip After Party podcast, move right on along. You should get other high school hockey voices, college hockey voices. Get other hockey play-by-play guys on. Do standalone after-party podcasts. Just you and some guy talking about the art of high school or college hockey play-by-play and Talk about it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
if people want to skip over it, who cares?
Yeah, okay. Do that.
Chris can get musicians on,
yeah.
Writers on.
Porn stars.
Right. Books or bands that we don't care about, but he cares about.
Right.
And if they don't want to listen to it, skip over it. Again, I'm going to bore the fuck out of non-poker fans. Move on. Sure. That's why there's a beautiful little skip button right on to the next podcast. But we can be jackasses on Tuesdays and Thursdays and be serious about our passions on Monday, Wednesdays, or Fridays.
I love it. That's good.
Sounds great to me.
I gotta go, Zach.
All right. That's
you know who you should get on is Paul Allen. He's phenomenal.
Is he?
God, he's the best hockey, I've ever play heard. By play.
He did one game, and he's all-time best already.
Greatest
so
of
you
all
should
time.
Have him on and talk about...
Bye.
It must be nice.
Okay. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.